Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2008, recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of May, 2018. This week's recording will be followed by the latest edition of Chatter Round, so you have some great listening ahead. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
We will have three features this week. All three have links to performances in Norfolk, but they are very different, highlighting a building, a performer and some wise Norfolk words. But we'll now start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Our first three stories this week all raise issues of great concern in Norwich. Two continue familiar themes, but the first is really new. It was announced this week that Norwich has some of the most polluted air in the UK. We will hear some of the reactions to this later. The NDR, which is supposed to reduce air pollution, was also in the news, as there are new proposals to extend it to meet the A47 to the west of the city, giving us a complete ring road. And the possible Anglia Square revamp was also in the news again, with staff from the cathedral objecting to the current proposals.
Closing roads around schools, fining drivers for leaving their engines running, and getting cleaner buses. These ideas have all been touted in the fight to clean up Norwich's air. The city's air is dirtier than New York, Birmingham and Newcastle, and contributes to thousands of deaths a year, according to health experts. The latest report from the World Health Organization found 31 towns and cities in the UK, including Norwich, had fine air particle pollution levels above the guideline amount. Fine air particle pollution is particularly bad when breathed in and is linked to diseases including stroke, heart disease, lung cancer and respiratory infections.
Communities, businesses and MPs have welcomed the prospect of a western link for the fully open Norwich Northern Distributor Road. Norfolk County Council has announced it is to consult with the public over joining the £250 million road, now known as the Broadland Northway, with the A47 to the west of the city. Currently, the road does meet the A47 at Postwick. However, there is no link between the A1067 Fakenham Road and further along the A47. And in a poll of our readers, 95% of 1,100 people said they were behind linking the roads. With the public consultation scheduled to start on Tuesday, news the council is looking into the link has been welcomed by Broadland MP Keith Simpson. He said, "I'm in favour of finishing it off, although I'm also aware of the environmental issues which go along with it. However, I'm in favour of building it and think there are ways it can be done." Mr. Simpson added, "The project would need to go hand in hand with dualling the A47, as he felt the link would need to meet a dual section."
Senior clergy at Norwich Cathedral have spoken out against a major city revamp, warning that it could create a zone of bland, cloned buildings. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, and the Chapter of Norwich Cathedral have written to Norwich City Council to oppose the Anglia Square overhaul. The scheme, which would involve up to 1,250 new homes, a 25-storey tower, dozens of shops, a 200-bed hotel and a 600-space car park, has been divisive, with many welcoming the regeneration but raising concern over plan specifics. In the Dean and Chapter's objection, they agree with the need to revamp the area, describing the original development as a blot on the face of the city, but warn that the new scheme could worsen the picture. This new proposal would create a zone of bland, cloned buildings that speak of any place and no place, but certainly not of Norwich, they said.
And now for some letters. We heard a few minutes ago that Norwich has some of the worst air pollution levels in the country. Readers reacted strongly. The Mardler wrote, "It must have sensors right at the level of bus exhaust. Logically, it should compare with Cambridge for weather affecting particles, proximity to rivers and bus and traffic. It is more in a basin, and we have a ridiculous bus station and on-street bus arrangement. But pollution at a world bad level? No." Voice of Reason wrote, "I agree. It's embarrassing for Norwich to be so polluted. I've driven around Port Talbot in Wales, and it's a hellhole. You would not want to compare Norwich to that." Ted says, "It is the slow traffic that causes the pollution. Are we surprised? Stop-start traffic, rarely able to get out of first gear. Bus taxi drivers sitting in their parked vehicles with their engines running. Buses nearly 20 years old." Grumpy Norfolk says, "It's going to get worse. And it'll only get worse because of the traffic jams that have and are being created by the road changes recently. Also, slower traffic, mainly old buses, belching out fumes. Only one way to solve it, and that's to ban all vehicles that burn hydrocarbons from entering the city. That will kill the city, pretty much, so it won't matter anyway. Maybe it's time for a realistic subsidy on electric or hydrogen vehicles, enough to actually make it financially viable to buy one." Niall Clark blames it on first buses. "Easy fix. Ban first buses. The majority of their fleet are old, dirty, and poorly maintained. They kick out so much black smoke and are running most hours of the day. Go to other cities, and their transport contracts go to companies with modern, fuel-efficient vehicles that are properly maintained. They are still using vehicles from 1998.
Janie Bevington from the Norwich Support Group for Osteoporosis wrote into the Evening News this week. She said, "As chairman of the Norwich Support Group for Sufferers of Osteoporosis, I feel duty-bound to write to inform your readers about the activities of the group and its parent, the National Osteoporosis Society. During the month of May, the local support group has been fortunate to have been selected as one of Waitrose's token-giving charities. All monies that are raised by activities within our group go directly towards assisting osteoporosis sufferers, educating the public, medical research, and towards funding equipment and nursing staff within local osteoporosis clinics and hospitals. We have an ongoing programme of talks and activities for local osteoporosis sufferers, and we're always hugely grateful for any donations from the public."